looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
While our lives are returning to some sort of normality with the government easing restrictions, the fight against COVID is far from done for Sydney Water. Now, they're ramping up its detection processes with a new device to basically, well, detect the virus in our sewage. It's called the Torpedo Passive Sampler. How about that for a name? The Torpedo Passive Sampler. And it's the latest weapon being used to detect COVID-19 in Sydney's wastewater. Marianne Graham is from Sydney Water, and she joins me live on the line. Marianne, welcome back to Drive.
Hi, Jim. Great to be here.
Gee, I like this name, Torpedo Passive Sampler. How good. Tell me, what does it do, and how does it actually work?
Look, Jim, it's a great new technology and a tremendous innovation for Sydney Water, courtesy of Monash University. And look, the technology is incredible. It enables us to significantly increase our sampling of wastewater for fragments of COVID-19 at a fraction of the time and a fraction of the cost, and it improves the effectiveness. So basically, this is a small plastic torpedo-shaped device. And it uses a membrane. We put that into our system. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes to deploy the torpedo into the wastewater system, and it takes 24 hours to absorb all of the wastewater matter that travels through the particular main. And our team can take that out, get that to our labs, and provide a result back to New South Wales Health within 24 to 48 hours. I guess just to demonstrate where the innovation is, Jim, normally it would take 4 to 6 hours for our team to actually undertake a sampling as opposed to the 10 to 15 minutes that it now takes. And the really exciting thing here is that it's at a fraction of the cost. We can actually produce these torpedoes using a 3D printer for as little as 50 cents per sampler.
Wow. Okay. Well, so it's very, very cost effective. So how many will you use, and where will they be used around Sydney?
Jim, we're currently using about 60 of them, from Bondi to Palm Beach, Cronulla to Auburn, Blue Mountains and the Illawarra. The exciting thing here is that if New South Wales Health do get a positive detection anywhere, we can actually go out and deploy these really quickly, wherever they need, whenever they need, and get them a result turned around very, very expeditiously.
So the fight goes on. As much as we might be sort of returning to some sort of normality in our day-to-day lives, the fight goes on, and as far as COVID goes, as far as our wastewater.
That's right, Jim. And the exciting thing is we can continue to use this sort of technology for sampling right across our network, not just for COVID-19, but for all sorts of other bacteria, viruses, drugs, etc. So it's a great new technology and great to see Sydney Water leading the way.
Where was it actually developed? Like, is it an Aussie product?
It developed out of Monash University,
okay.
Jim.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah. And our teams have been working with them to get it to the stage it's at.
No, it's fantastic. Really good. A fantastic sort of weapon or tool as far as dealing with detecting COVID-19 in our sewage. Good on you, Marianne. Thanks for your time. Always welcome on Drive.
Yeah, great.
Good on you. That's Marianne Graham from Sydney Water. It's 16 past 5.